Hey Megan, how you doing?
That's one heck of a green screen you have there.
I'm a techie. You know
Yeah.
that, so
This is definitely your strength.
I'm a tech nerd. Anyway, you know how it goes. I just
I
do loans. That's all I know how to do.
know. Yeah, we gotta you and I, when I first started in real estate, you're gonna relate with this. The only advertising that we had was like the Penny Saver.
Oh yeah, remember the
Or
day.
the Orange County Register. And so, when you wanted to take pictures of a house, you had to take pictures and then run it over to the 1 hour photo developer.
Remember those days
And then
well.
you like pasted it onto the flyer, then you made copies of the flyer. So
100%.
much time wasted doing silly things that now we can do like this.
Yeah, and more, it seems like.
Yeah.
Jeez,
Oh, yeah.
almost
Yeah,
out there.
we've definitely found a lot of ways to fill up that space.
Yeah,
So
100%.
this week, you've got a great topic. So I'm here to listen and banter along with you. You are the leader. Let's hear it, Rick.
Yeah, thank you. We deal with this. You and I, the business, deal with this a lot. And so here's what happens with lending. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. There's a higher skill set than people realize you have to have to really be good at this job. It's not about push button get mortgage, because if it was, that'd be stupid simple, and it's not. So I was talking to a realtor, another realtor, this last couple of weeks, and he was
There's another
just,
realtor out
I know,
there?
right?
That's
Can you
adorable.
imagine? Well,
Just kidding.
I had to show him how things work after I talked to
Yeah,
him. You know how it goes. So,
just kidding.
So anyway, so he was mad, rightfully so, because it was his listing. The offer came in. They had DU approval. Lender signed the grid on the phone. Everybody's
Can you
happy.
tell people what DU stands for?
Oh, I'm sorry, I should say that. It's called Desktop Underwriter. Desktop Underwriter is a software platform that all 100% of all lenders use. And so here's how it works. The lender inputs the data to the system. Then they submit that.
A human
Yeah, true.
relies on another human for information, then
Right.
somebody types it into a template. Okay.
Right. So in other words, when I'm looking at income, we look at the income house, and there's lots of ways to calculate income based on the type of job they have, or employment, or sources of income. And so there's a way to do that. And they're not all the same. So in this case, he had the underwriting approval, if you will, the automated approval, because when the lender will input that data to the system, submits that to the software, which is DU, and that spits out the approval. But that approval is based on what, for example, what I input to that system. So, for example, if I input the guy makes $15,000 a month, the system believes he makes $15,000 a month. Now, the underwriter may disagree. Maybe she might say, well, it's not really 15,000, it's like 11,000. So we get down, but typically you don't know that until it gets to underwriting. And then that's about 2 to 3 weeks into the escrow. And then the underwriter goes, oh, no, wait a minute, you got that all wrong. It's 11,000, not 15,000. And now they don't qualify. Okay. And that's what happens sometimes. So you have to just know the ways to calculate income and different types of businesses and so on. So anyway, in this case, the loan officer did not understand the guideline with this type of employment this buyer had. And then put the income into the system, give you a beautiful, clear loan approval, you're good to go. Up until 2.5 weeks later, we get this underwriting decision. It goes, no, not so fast here, guy. This is wrong. You have it wrong if you don't qualify now. And so the challenge with that is, you're 2.5 weeks down the road, and the sellers, in this case, the seller moved out of the house, thought they were clear to close, good to go, and now they get this result. So I think the point with this is, I think it's important to talk about it, because not all loan approvals are created equal. You have to just know what the guidelines are. And sadly, you and I both have experienced this in our business, that sometimes that's not always the case. You might have somebody that has a lower skill set or not enough experience. They sound great on the phone, by the way. It all sounds really, really good up
Yeah,
until
their
the point it's
intentions
not.
are good usually,
Yeah.
but they just don't know what they're
Yeah, they
doing.
just don't know what they don't know, right?
Right.
And so that happened. So I felt really bad for this realtor, and I was kind of trying to think of how to restructure the file and make it work, which they did. But I think it's just important that when buyers are talking to lenders, It's really important to talk to a lender who really, really understands and has the experience and the skill sets to understand their situation before they get them that far into an escrow.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because it's just heartbreaking for everybody when you're making plans for your life. I mean, if you've got little kids or older parents you're taking care of, you've got a lot of people to consider and to depend on somebody's word, and then have that go south is very, very
Not,
exhausting for
it's
everybody
unpleasant.
involved.
Yeah, and it happens, and this certainly it's not intentional. There was good intentions. They thought they were doing the right thing. So, but I hate to hear those stories, and we hear similar stories all the time about files that fall apart, escrows that fall apart. And most of the time, they can usually be avoided if it's handled properly up front.
That's
So I
it.
think that's.
I had a buyer that we were supposed to connect over the weekend, and he really wanted to go and look at houses for sale. And I said, you've really got to get your pre-qual done first. And it's not because I'm like, I don't want to spend time with you. I think you're a great buyer, and I'm sure you'd spend billions of dollars. That's not the point. The point is that I'm trying to help you as a realtor make sure that you have the full financial picture in front of you before you go
100%.
falling in love with a house and getting really disappointed when you fell in love first and now you feel stuck with the terms, or something like that. So yeah, it's like go and make sure that your pre-qual is good before you go out shopping for a house, because look at all that. And in some circumstances, you could be costing people money, by delaying or canceling an escrow, and then you could be liable,
Potentially,
Yeah, you don't want
potentially.
that. Well, good, Rick.
Well,
That's a good lesson for everybody.
thanks. I think it's important to talk about it, but yeah, thanks. And you do a great job. You know that. I mean, every buyer that we talk to, you've asked the right questions up front, and we vet them out appropriately, and we get the deals done. And sometimes they take a lot of work. It's not always easy. There's never, it's not normally a straight path to the
Right.
final result.
Agreed. Agreed. All right. Well, good. Well, I appreciate that information. Thank you for sharing. And let's see. Next week is Christmas. It's in what? How
I
many
can't
days?
believe it.
8 days.
Something like that.
So, yeah, I think, what do you think? Should this be our last podcast of the year, maybe?
Well, it might be given that we're going to be in the two back-to-back holidays here in the same week.
Yeah, I would say let's go ahead and give our brains a break. And we'll be back at it in January. That's what I
First week of
say.
January, first Tuesday of January, whatever that is. I haven't got that far on
Whatever
my
that
calendar
is,
yet.
we'll be here.
We'll be here.
All right,
Thank you,
Rick. Well, have a
Megan.
wonderful Christmas with your family and
You as
Happy
well.
New
Thank you.
Year. And I look forward to seeing you in January.
Likewise. Thanks so much, Megan. I appreciate you.
Thank you.